The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. I'm wishing you good health, hoping that all is good in your life, and I'm also thanking you for joining me on this podcast. Man, we have a very action-packed show today. I've got lots of recipes for you, some summer-forward recipes, and we have a guest, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, who has written a book, The Change Guidebook, and we're going to visit with her in just a few minutes, and then some wonderful music from one of our favorite groups, Sweet Honey in the Rock. But before we get into the interview with Elizabeth, man, it's summer, isn't it? Love summer. Love summer recipes. And here's a real easy one for you. It's my berry maple mint iced tea. It is so easy to make, so delicious, so refreshing. And you're just going to start off with 4 berry-flavored tea bags. You can find these at any supermarket. You can find them with or without caffeine. I like to use the caffeine-free because then everybody can enjoy a little sip of the tea. So you're just going to start off with 4 berry-flavored tea bags, 5.5 cups of water divided, 2 heaping tablespoons of maple syrup plus more to taste, and then 4 to 6 fresh spearmint or peppermint sprigs, and some ice cubes. That's the whole thing. You're going to bring 4.5 cups of that water to a boil over high heat in a large pot. Turn off the heat and add your tea bags. Cover and let it steep for about 1 hour. Remove the tea bags, and then you're going to stir in the maple syrup while the tea is still warm, but it's certainly cooled enough, but it's going to go ahead and just really sweeten up that tea beautifully. Now, of course, if you prefer to use some other type of sweetener, any kind of sweetener you like works great in this recipe, but I love the maple syrup with the nice berry flavor. It's really, really good. And you're going to taste it, add a little bit more sweetener, maple syrup, if you like. Add the remaining 1 cup of water, stir it to combine, and then you're going to refrigerate it for at least 1 hour, or you can refrigerate it overnight. When I make this, I like to make it in the morning, refrigerate it, you know, for at least 3 or 4 hours. So it gets really, really icy cold. And then to serve, you're just going to put some ice cubes into 4 to 6 glasses, pour the iced tea over the ice, tuck in a sprig of that mint to give it a little bit of a minty flavor, and serve. So, so easy to do. My berry maple mint iced tea. So yummy. You're going to find this recipe at jazzyvegetarian.com, show 805, show 805. And this recipe is from my award-winning book, Vegan for Everyone. You can also get that on the website as well. But we'll talk more about that later, because right now it's time to welcome my guest. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino is the founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping individuals and organizations to be their best with gratitude-based behavior. Elizabeth is author of the award-winning personal development book, Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through, and her new book, The Change Guidebook, is the book we're going to be speaking about right here today. And I'd like to welcome her to the program right now. How are you today, Elizabeth?
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Couldn't agree with you more about wellness being so paramount.
Yes, it really is. And particularly now, which is why this fantastic book that you have written. I love something that you talk about in the book. You talk about how to be brave and think with your heart at the same time. So please talk about that a little bit with us, if you would, please.
Yeah, when we think with our heart, it really does mean taking a step toward bravery, because so often we're in our heads thinking. I work with a lot of people who are executives and so forth, and we spend a lot of times in our heads overthinking things. And what I really want people to do is go from there right to their heart. When I work with people, I kind of have them put their hands over their heart even and really think about what they're doing from a heart-based focus. And it's a different way of thinking, and it will change your life for sure. Because I really believe that when we think with our heart and we live and show up authentically and we understand that we go where we place our energy, really anything is possible.
So why is gratitude so important?
Well, gratitude is a perspective. When you have your perspective of gratitude, it really changes everything to a more positive light. And it can be applied to really anything, even the most negative of situations. I'm a person who's been, I have life-threatening food allergies, and I've nearly lost my life twice to life-threatening food allergies. And when I wake up every day in the morning, I go right to gratitude, thankful for the little things, but also thankful for every moment and really putting gratitude in each and every moment of your life and living life from there. And it becomes a practice that's just part of you once you practice gratitude enough. A lot of people start with gratitude, make lists of things they're grateful for and things like that. And that's great, but you get so that you're grateful for just breathing.
How do we practice forgiveness for ourselves?
I think forgiveness is very individual because a lot of people think, well, I need to forgive myself. I need to forgive myself. I need to forgive myself. And I think we need to forgive other people as well. That's a big part of it. Even if it doesn't mean necessarily contacting the person and say, hey, you did me wrong and I forgive you. But just having that forgiveness in your heart and thinking about just in general about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a really, really broad topic.
And before you leave us today, please share one of your favorite tips to be your best.
I still think it is think with your heart, but I also think asking for help is a huge one. One of my biggest things is when you go to ask for help or you think you need help, that's not a cry that says you're bad or you're bad at something or you're a terrible person or anything like that. It might even be from like sustaining world class, but asking for help when you need it and surrounding yourself with the right people to foster your dreams and goals and hopes and wishes and all those things is so big.
Yes.
And that's one of the things. So take a look around you as you're trying to do things and see who's around you and who's supporting you and not, because you might need to sidestep your naysayers a little bit to get what you want done.
I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day with us today, Elizabeth. And I'm wishing you and your family good health, because after all, that's the only thing that really matters.
Thank you.
Well, that was Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, The Change Guidebook, How to Align Your Heart, Truths, and Energy to Find Success. You can learn more about Elizabeth at besteveryou.com. That's besteveryou.com. Well, I said we had recipes today, and we sure do have recipes. And this is another fantastic summer recipe. My smoking coleslaw makes a fantastic summer side dish or a burger topper. There's so many ways you can serve this fantastic healthy, vegan, and delicious coleslaw, so I'm just going to get right into it. You're going to start off with 5 to 5.5 cups of white and or red cabbage, thinly sliced, 1 cup of shredded carrots, peeling before you shred them is optional, 1/3 cup of vegan mayonnaise, plus more is needed, 1 heaping tablespoon of Dijon mustard. You can also use spicy brown mustard with this if you like, plus more if you need it. 1/2 tablespoon of maple syrup or any kind of sweetener that you prefer. 1/2 rounded teaspoon of smoked paprika. That's what makes it smoking. 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. The cayenne pepper, of course, is always optional if you don't like it to be too spicy. Then 1/4 rounded teaspoon of salt, plus more if you need it. After you put it together, you might want to add a little more. Then some freshly ground black pepper to taste. So all you need to do is put the cabbage and the carrots into a large bowl, and then you're going to make your dressing. You're going to put the mayonnaise, vegan mayonnaise, of course, Dijon mustard, maple syrup, smoked paprika, garlic powder, cayenne pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt into a small bowl. And then briskly whisk until smooth. And then you're just going to pour it right over that smoking coleslaw and mix it all together and taste it. Add a little bit more salt if you like. And then I like to chill it for several hours before I serve it. It's absolutely fantastic. Smoking coleslaw. Oh, yeah. You can find this recipe at jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. You're going to find that under show 905. And this fantastic recipe is from my book, Easy Vegan Home Cooking. Easy Vegan Home Cooking. Oh, it's a good one. Easy Vegan Home Cooking is vegan, of course, but it's also all the recipes are completely gluten-free. Got over 125 recipes, vegan and gluten-free, in that book. And you can go to the website and order a copy, and I will sign it for you. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. And hey, Jazzy Vegetarian, the television show, is now airing on the Create channel every single week. So you do want to go to createtv.com, and visit there and find the schedule. It airs Sunday and Monday. It airs every Sunday morning. And check it out. And if you haven't seen the program before, please, please do tune in. You can also find more information about the television show, of course, this podcast, all of my many, many recipes. There's over 400 recipes on the website, videos and lots of tips, and a fantastic blog at jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Well, music today. I told you we were going to have some fantastic music, and we are going to have some fantastic music from Sweet Honey in the Rock, one of our very, very favorite groups, and one of my favorite vocalists. Carol Maillard is lead vocals on this one. It's once again Sweet Honey in the Rock with Love Me or Leave Me.
This affair is killing me. I can't stand this uncertainty. Tell me. Lonely, you won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might say the night time's the right time for kissing, but I say the night time is for reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody new. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Well, I want your love and I don't want to borrow to have it today and give back tomorrow. Your love is my love and my love is yours and nobody else. Well,
that was the amazing Carol Maillard on lead vocals with that, and the wonderful group Sweet Honey in the Rock. You can learn more about them at sweethoneyintherock.org. That's sweethoneyintherock.org. We also want to thank our guest today, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, and you can learn more about her at besteveryou.com. Of course, you can learn more about us at jazzyvegetarian.com, and I do hope that you're going to visit us and listen to this podcast each and every week. I want to thank you so much for listening today. Without you, there'd be no show. So I do hope you continue to tune in to this program. And until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.